Huh? No, the other one. A little brown-eyed boy. And he used to come here a lot, and he wanted some wrenches to fix his bicycle wheel. And I let him have them. He's going to bring them over when he gets through with them. Bring them over to him. Yeah. I can't call his last name. I think it's his daddy grades this room. I think it's his daddy on a grader. I think that's his daddy.
Say you'd like to write all this down.
If I could write, you know, that. I just loved to get a good record about that. As long as my father lived, I had a record.
Oh, really?
Darling, I had a record. Yes, sir. Man, he's brought things up to me. And people asked him questions, and he could just go back there and just... He could really remember things. He had the best memorandum I ever knew of a fella to have a record to. His size and his education and all of that. How he come through toils and struggles and trials. Man, he was real. He was number one. Tell you what the doctor said about my daddy. Before he died, he took a cancer here on his jaw. On that bone. He fell off a bed, I think, what else started and hurt his jaw. Okay. And the doctor says, you are the soundest man we know of. Says you the soundest man in Baymanet, as sound as Aaron in Baymanet. Says you perfect, excepting this. Says you are perfect. Says your body's just as healthy and says you perfect, excepting that. And it was. That's right. He was really healthy. He was skinny, like I am. He was skinny, but he was really healthy. And his members, his mind is just as brilliant as he could be. He can really remember. Really sweet.
It's nice to be in good health.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Person really in health. I say enough health to be a going, don't realize what it means to be in bed and crippled or disabled to go. And we are blessed with it.
A lot of people, when they get older, have trouble with that pain, you know, in the joints and all.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I'm pretty limber now. I sat here a good while. I was a little stiff and I started moving just now. But I'm just as limber, according to my age, as I can be.
You don't have trouble with that?
No.
What's that?
You're right. I can sit down on that floor and you sit down on that women. I'll get up before you do to save your life. I believe I could.
Probably could. Yeah, but still,
and double my legs back under me. Yeah, I'm pretty limber. Be that old. Well, I still move all the time and I ride the bike. That's a lot of help to me because I get a lot of exercise off of that. I did hear somebody say one time there might probably come a day they cut out all the bikes. And to do, I just have to cry it out.
Oh, man.
I don't think they'll do that. I hope not. No way.
I don't see why.
I don't either. But you're coming up with a lot of things. I sure would hate that to happen. Well, that's the only way I got to go.
They do, some places, they mark off special places in town, you know, where the bikes can go.
I had two talk to me up here in town about my bike. I had a great way of putting it up on the street to keep it out of the way of the car, whatever store I stopped at, see. I just rolled it up on that. And I stopped it up on there one day, and there was a lady handling the law up there at that time, police.